Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, March 26th edition of Byers & Company. We got a lot to get to today, including the City Hall insider, Paul Osborne. Check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And oh, yeah, we got that new window. Lots of gift cards to give away, courtesy of First Mid Bank. Next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Also, fun from the couch. We'll get to that in a little bit. I put a post up last night, Nick. I'm trying to should I rethink this whole Tiger King thing? People are telling me, and so I just posted last night. All right, everyone is watching this. I want to hear from everyone who has. Should I? What do you love about it? What do you hate about it? Got some interesting response.
Okay.
We'll get into that in a little bit. First, the City Hall insider, former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, Paul Osborne, joins us. All right, my friend, how are you holding up?
Pretty good, considering everything and, getting the paper out and that. I'm isolation either as the only person in the office or home. Those are two high spots, I guess, and just trying to stay away from people and yet put out the product.
All right. And that's we're all struggling with how we do business. We've got a lot of people working from home for now. Nick and I are here in the studios, but we're prepared to, if we have to take that next step. What's your sense of the temperature of the community right now?
I think in the last week, it's more positive. It really is. I'm really inspired by the stories, not only in this community, but across this nation, of people stepping forward to help who are just there to help others. And I think we're seeing that character we've always known, and it's been demonstrated in this community that's always been there, that when times get tough and people need help, they step forward. And that's inspiring. And I had more confidence this week than I had last week. I had confidence that we were going to beat this thing. But just seeing how many people are willing to give personal sacrifices to help others when they basically personally will get nothing out of it. They just want to help other people, and that's what Decatur is really shining right now.
Man, I'm happy to hear you say that, because I get sucked into this social media world, and there are hours during the day where this shifts for me, but there are hours when I just feel like mankind is like just a waste.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think, and I've always felt, and I've said this repeatedly, you can't let people who are negative or all, they were that way before this happened. And they haven't changed, the few that are that way. But what we've seen is we've known this greater goodness in people has always been out there. And especially, I'm so proud to be from this community, because we've seen it time and time and time again that, when help is needed, look at the goodness of people and how that brings that goodness out. And they demonstrate what they really are and what this community is about by unselfishly giving to others and helping others. And that's just inspiring and confidence building.
It is. And you are right to focus on that. And I am trying to as well. But we all have our failings every once in a while. I think that the people that do react like in a way of like, what can I do to be of servitude to something else? We do have more than our share here in this community. But there is an awful lot of selfishness out there, Paul. I mean, you're from a different generation. Where sacrifice meant sacrifice. I feel like some people today feels like sacrifice is, my Netflix isn't streaming as quick as it should be.
Yeah, and it is a generational thing. And I think people from my generation and certainly beyond, we have people that are older than me that grew up in a different time. And it was a different time where you helped your neighbors, and whether it was in the farm community or others, and you stepped up because that person needed help. You didn't question, what's in it for me? You wanted to help that person. And I think that's about this community. That's just what we've always known about Decatur and communities across the country. And I was inspired the other day seeing a doctor who had retired coming out of retirement and getting on the front line. I think it was in New York. She didn't have to do that, but service to help somebody else, that's just inspiring. And I think sometimes we don't find these inspiring stories so public unless something like this happens.
Yeah, the people that are willing to step up are just absolutely amazing to me. I think about the people on the front lines, and it is true, myself included, Paul. You know, we've sort of flipped the chart on like what we are appreciating as heroes today. Actors and sort of NBA stars are sort of on the bottom of that chain right now, and nurses and garbage men and EMTs and ambulance workers and grocery store workers are on the top of that pile.
Yeah, and I think what this does, and, you know, a positive coming out of this too, what this does, it reinforces the beliefs of so many of us about what we're about and what our mission in life should be. And it's not a selfish mission. It's not like saying, what's in this for me? How does this affect me? It's how does this affect others that I can help? And I think whether you're a leader in the community, I think Mayor Julie Moore Wolf has done an incredible job, and you think, well, her background in this has really helped her in the public relations aspect of this. And I think sometimes our leaders, most of the time, when something like this happens, it calls out the best qualities in these people, and those qualities are used to help others. And I just I appreciate the leadership across the board in this community. It's always been there. I always appreciated them. But you take a step back and look at what they're doing now, and you think, wow, you know, I'm glad I live in Decatur, Illinois when this is going on.
You know, it does reinforce to me why these local elections are so important, right? And you may not see that in your day-to-day life, but some of these fringe candidates and people who have their own agenda, you know, you're not finding them right now. You're finding the strength of the people that were elected by the majority of this community because they believed in their abilities. You know, these one-issue folks in a time of crisis where we all have to come together, they all fade into the woodwork.
Yeah, I think come together is the important thing there. You know, there will be time later on if you want to talk politics or if you want to talk change in something, whether it's the council or school board or whatever. But right now, we're in this together. Right now, we have one focus. That's to keep our community healthy, and that's to keep our community moving ahead. And I'm inspired by the creativity of so many of our businesses and the giving nature of that creativity, that they're invested in this community. They don't only have financial investment, but they've invested their time and their talent, and they love this community. And I see so many creative ways, and you know, including you and the station, and that you see, hey, you know, that's an idea we can run with. Probably never thought of it before. And I think even in my business here, I've learned a lot of new things, you know, in putting this newspaper out in under difficult circumstances. We print a product. We impress people, everyone else, that, you know, you want to stay healthy. But I think you come out of an experience like this better equipped to face anything then. And I have every confidence in the world and beyond, you know, through my faith. That we don't know who holds the future. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. And that's the basis of, you know, my faith. We'll get through this. We will. Now, the question is, will you use your creativity and the qualities that you possess and the things that you can do to help others to get through this? Or you just stay back and sit in a chair and criticize everything and talk about other stuff? If that's your priority, then just keep quiet for a while and let us handle this, because it'll benefit you too in the long run.
Yep, it will. You know, one of the things that I think that, you know, we've not spent much time, we've talked to our elected officials, state representatives, state senators, congressmen, but what I know deep down in my heart is, whether you're talking about the federal government, whether you're talking about the governor or state government or the General Assembly, or even our own council or school board, these are not perfect people. Mistakes are going to be made. There's plenty of time to point the finger of blame after we get through the other side of this. The political arguing right now does no good for anyone.
That's right. And I have a hard time respecting, you know, they have a right to their opinion, but I have a hard time respecting the credibility of anyone who would use this occasion to still harp and growl and complain about our elected officials. And I think we're seeing here how deep our elected officials go. And I think a situation like this brings out the best in people, a best that in many cases we don't have the opportunity to see because we've never faced anything like this. And you reflected back, you know, on World War II and the sacrifices made. I was like a kid, 1 or 2 years old, you know, when that took place. But I remember the sense of togetherness of families, of the fireside chats by Roosevelt on the radio, and how families gathered around the radio and how they were uplifted by the news that came, and they looked out for each other. And Decatur was right in the center of looking out for each other at that time. And that spirit is still alive here. And maybe it's kind of been under wraps because of all the negativity. But that spirit is very much alive. And we can face anything, and we'll get through this. But we're seeing the best in people, and that's what I'm looking at, not the worst.
Yep, I agree with you, Paul. See, there's a reason why I talk to you every Thursday. Keep my sanity. We've got, yet people are sacrificing, the milestones, the things in life, graduations, funerals. This is a whole different time. You wrote some nice words about Coach in your column this week. That family, although they will get through that together, they weren't able to sort of celebrate his life the way normally we would have been able to do. I mean, that's just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. And, it's usually, a visitation where people come and show their appreciation for a person's life. That really helps the family to know so many people care and so many people love Coach and have so many memories of him. And that's something that's people are sacrificing. Families are sacrificing now and making sacrifices in a lot of ways. But I think that should just make us more thoughtful of them and let them know that we cared about, in this case here, Coach, and that I think in what I wrote, and Tom wrote something on the edit, on the sports page too this week, that about memories of Coach and some of the things he would do and say. And I think in the media we can do things like that to point out the quality and the people that we've known and shared stories with and been around for decades. I mean, we can do that. And I think too much of the media, it's just, I don't know, it discourages people and depresses them. And I just think, I appreciate what you do here and what WSOY is doing and keeping us informed. And the mayor is, the designation of the mayor, if you look up the qualifications and then the duties, it's spokesperson for the city of Decatur. This is just not a private citizen speaking. This is the person we elected to speak for us. And I think the spokesperson's doing a great job in keeping us informed and showing us that she really cares about our community.
No doubt about it. I know that is an awesome, not a burden, but a responsibility that you had for, being elected twice here for this community. I mean, there is just an expectation level that you have to stand up. I mean, that's just the job.
Yeah, and it's funny because someone who was pretty close to my campaign, Larry Klugman, who was involved in my campaign at the time, and he said something to me that I never forgot. And I don't know if he's just trying to flatter me or what, but he said, "You were born to be mayor. It's just like your background and what you've done all these years." And I think people, I mentioned earlier about Julie, I think there are things that happen in your life that lead you to a point where you make decisions that influence people in a positive way. That it seems like, yeah, it all led up to this. And I've never seen in this city or in my lifetime a challenge like this one. But we're rising to the challenge. We're staying together. We're being informed. And I know a lot of prayer is being offered. And I believe in Decatur. I believe in our leaders. I believe in the good things you're doing there and all over this community that are happening to reassure us and give us the information. I don't have a problem with the negative people, except it's just, ignore them as best you can. Sometimes it's hard when they're yelling in your ear the same stuff they were yelling 6 months ago. And, move on. And this community is going to move on with or without them, but they will benefit from what other people are doing in a positive way.
They will, Paul. I worry about, some of this stuff you see on social media being some underlying mental health questions, and my honest thoughts are, as annoyed as I get, I hope those people find some help, right? Maybe not everyone is doing it because they have bad motivation. I know people are scared. I know the anxiety level is high. Sometimes that's how it manifests itself, and I try to teach myself daily to understand that a little bit better. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are helping. We have people who have stood up on every front. There are hotlines available there. You can talk to people on the phone. You can still, even though you can't congregate in groups, you can still communicate with people.
Well, that's just the great thing about this age. Can you imagine going through this, say, like during the time of World War II and having this hit Decatur where you didn't really have the communication and really the availability of finding out factual information that we have today? So we have a lot going for us today, too. This is a terrible, terrible virus, but we have a lot on the ball to help us. And if you have great leadership, a community that's committed to looking out for each other, it seems like to me the further we get into this, and we haven't had real encouraging news at this point yet, except for the fact, you know it's out there. We just don't have enough test kits to find out here where it is. But I think the fact is, if we stay positive, that if we stay together, you know, and we work through this together, like they've done in other crises and decades ago, you know, our commitment should be to look out for others. And the interesting part, Brian, is one person told me when they asked for some volunteers to show up to distribute something, they just needed maybe a half a dozen. All the people who showed up were older people. those who were really in danger, they showed up because they lived in a time where that's just what you did.
That was the expectation level.
That's right.
I'll share a story with you, Paul. We're visiting with Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider, former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune. You find unlikely people stepping up around the world. And if you look at Italy and some other places that are getting creamed, I mean, it is so sad, the decisions that are being made there in healthcare about who lives and who dies based on age. And it is incredibly sad. But I had the great privilege of going to Brazil a few years ago. And if you go to Rio de Janeiro, there's a tourist sort of side of that. And then there are these favelas that are literally slums, built on top of. Like, there may be 100,000 people that live in one of these on the side of a mountain, and they're run by the gangs, right? And the gangs there in Rio de Janeiro have set their own curfews to stop the spread of this. Criminals understanding what some people here in Decatur can't seem to get, that you've got to step up and be responsible. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that this is a global pandemic, and you don't just have to look to Decatur, Illinois to see examples. You can see it all over the world.
Yeah, that's right. I think you mentioned a phrase there, too, that it's just so important that really all the mayor asks of you and all anyone would ask in a crisis in our community is, be responsible, you know, act responsibly during this time and realize what we're going through now and be a part of the answer of protecting people, not trying to create other problems. This is the number one problem now, the big number one, and we work together and we conquer it and we keep people safe. And if we save one life out of this, and this is all over, it's well worth it. You know, and we could save a lot of lives just by acting and being responsible, with saying, hey, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I should be more careful and washing my hands and things like that. They're not big things you have to do, but the very minimum that can have an impact is be a responsible citizen of the community.
Paul, we appreciate you. Hopefully, you'll be back in the studio soon.
And you kind of miss that routine now. That is, you go in, the things, the normal things you did, and you always enjoyed them. You think, boy, I enjoyed that. I'd be glad when we get back to doing things like that again.
And we will. And we will. Thank you for your leadership, sir. We appreciate it. Stay safe. Paul Osborne, one of the best people this community has ever produced.
Yeah, no question about that.
He is an amazing man with a tremendous heart, and loves this community.